Now, I've got something here in a bag, and I want you to try to guess what's in the bag, all right? Mum and Dad and the folk in the congregation won't be able to guess it because they're not going to feel it, but hi, girls. I want you to guess what's in the bag. How will we feel of it, all right? Okay, think about it. Okay. Give it a good squeeze. Right. Anyone guess what's in the bag? A weight? No. Not a flower base, no.
Photo?
No. My, my, my. Something very special in that bag. Have another go. See what you think. No. Anyone in the congregation know what's in that bag? Let me show you. Well, well. My, my. What's in the bag? Big torch. In fact, I went and bought a new battery for it the other day. And it was so expensive, the battery, I had to extend the mortgage. My, my. It's a torch. Brilliant. Let's see how far it changed. Oh, the lights are too big over there for us. Too bright. Oh, yeah. Brilliant. A torch. You keep all that torch for me. Now, I've got something else here which you know. It's a Bible, right? Now, I don't know whether they've ever seen a Bible like that, but this particular cover was made for me in a very special place, not too far from Lisbon, and you will have heard of this place. And this was made for me in that place long, long time ago, before any of you were born. Can anyone guess where this cover was made? No, not Belfast. No, not Antrim. It's an unfair question, because that Bible cover was made in a place called The Maze. Have you heard of The Maze? And many years ago, there used to be a very big prison called The Maze Prison. And every week, for 15 or 16 years, I would go into the Maze Prison. Because in those days, many, many men in particular had done wrong and they were put in prison. Now, when I went in there every week, I used to teach the Bible. And then someone in the Maze Prison suggested that I have a special cover. And you see on the inside there, there's my name. Right, there's my name. And they made the special cover for me in the Maze Prison. And that Bible and that cover has traveled all over the world, seen many, many boys and girls, and been used to speak to many different kinds of people. Now then, it's awful when you get old, when you get near 90, isn't it? Now then, there's a link between this lamp and this Bible. And the link is this. It's in the longest song in the Old Testament, Psalm 119. And in verse 105, Psalm 119, 105. What's the psalm?
119.
What's the verse?
105.
Well done. Psalm 190 and 105 says this, your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And you know, that's a wonderful thing for us to remember this morning. God's powerful word. You see, God's word tells us that in the darkness, it's a lamp unto our feet. It shows us where we stand. Where we stand, not only as we look at the lamp down there and the shining light, but where we stand as far as God's concerned. Because by nature, as we've said before, we think about the poppy last week, we're all sinners and we all do wrong things. And that's why Jesus came and died upon the cross. And God's word reveals that to us, where we stand, that we are distant from him. But it not only shows us where we stand, but it shows us where we're going. God's word is that which helps us to know who we are, but more than that, to know who Jesus is. And so when we commit our lives to the Lord Jesus, when we are saved, when we get to know him, his word becomes very special, very real to us, because it shows us where we stand and it shows us where we're going. So that as we get older and grow older, whatever may lie ahead of us, God's word's a great help. Now, here's the last thing. The man who made that cover for me was a prisoner in the maze. And I never met him when I went up there. For all those years, I never met him. Because he used to do these covers for lots of people. And he very wonderfully was able to use a skill to produce these lovely covers. But I never met him. Until 3 years ago. And I was speaking at a meeting somewhere. And after the meeting, this fellow came up and said, excuse me, he said, Pastor. He said, can I have a word with you? I said, sure. He said, I was interested to see your Bible and your Bible cover. Where did you get it? And I said, well, I got it quite a few years ago from someone who made it in the maze prison. Do you know what this fellow said? Wonderful, he said. He said, you know, he said, I made that cover for you. And when I made it, I wasn't a Christian. I'd done some bad things and I wasn't a Christian. But I made that cover to get a bit of money. But can I tell you that a few years ago, I gave my life to the Lord Jesus. And now he said, I'm a missionary in Africa. And wow, I thought that was terrific. So much so that I put my arm around him and said, it's lovely to meet you. And I was telling him about how God's word had been such a help to me and how that cover had been used to speak to many people. And so that's what I want to think about today. Your word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. And when we trust the Lord Jesus as Savior, he's given us his precious word that we might grow and become strong in him. One last thing. Where is it to be found? Psalm what? 119, brilliant. What is the verse? 105, well done. Isn't good to have you with us. We'll see you again, hopefully, next week. All right now, bye-bye.